second paragraph says, madness and God came out of an ongoing conversation that explores the unimaginable and beyond. David, not his real name, has been diagnosed with severe mental illness. Now, you said schizoaffectiveness or schizophrenia?
Schizoaffective.
Is it schizoaffective or...
Schizoaffective.
Schizoaffective schizophrenia, I'll put that.
Yeah.
What is schizoaffective? Anyway.
Schizoaffective is a schizophrenic that has more emotions than the normal schizophrenic. Like, if you just say schizophrenia, this is the definition my therapist gave me once. She says a schizophrenic is very flat in their answers and their emotional state. They're just kind of like yes, no, and they're very flat, and there's like no rising into emotion at all. You know, it's like they're just into that other world, and they don't come out of it for anybody. Whereas the schizoaffective has an emotional, his emotions have a bearing on him. He has an emotional life more so than a normal schizophrenic, for better or worse. I mean, I don't know. But that was the definition my therapist gave.
Interesting. I'd like to talk more
about it. In other words, you can get a rise out of a school, whereas a schizophrenic would just say, they're very flat in their emotions.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. They just seem to be, you know, maybe they're just focused on the visionary world or whatever. I don't know. I really don't know. But she says that to be diagnosed schizoaffective, you're still schizophrenic, but you have more of an emotional range than just a plain schizophrenic.
And what does it mean to be schizophrenic?
I guess it means to have a heightened sense of imagination, you don't know where the imagination leaves off and where reality begins. It's kind of like walking between two worlds. And like I say, the key to interpretation of schizophrenia is really the key to the Bible. I mean, the Bible will give a foundation to that all things are based on this word, so to speak. That runs through all the scriptures and all the lands, and all dreams and all visions are enlivened by this. And if you have a sure footing into the scriptural world, you'll have a sure footing even into the schizophrenic world. Whereas without the sure footing, you're just kind of like caught up in a maelstrom or a vortex of never-ending dreams that just baffle and mystify and catch you up in their ecstasy, but they really don't have any basis. They really don't have any meaning. Anyway, Gio, are you finished with me?
No. Just a few more minutes. Okay, I just want to make sure that I got your, comfort level. Okay, so madness and God came out of an ongoing conversation that explores the unimaginable and beyond. David, not his real name, has been diagnosed with severe mental illness, schizoaffective schizophrenia, and what some of his friends lovingly call a God disease. Is that okay?
That's okay.
Okay.